Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, September 19th, 2022, through Friday, September 23rd, 2022. Monday, September 19th, 2022. Five individuals and two nursing facilities indicted on charges of conspiracy to defraud the United States and healthcare fraud. Five individuals and two for-profit skilled nursing facilities in southwestern Pennsylvania have been indicted by federal grand jury in Pittsburgh on charges of conspiracy to defraud the United States and related healthcare fraud charges. Sam Halper, Eval Hamilton, Susan Gilbert, Michelle Romeo, and Jonah Holler were named in a 15-count superseding indictment as co-defendants in the case. The superseding indictment alleges that Halper, the CEO and part owner of the two indicted skilled nursing facilities, among others, conspired with others to defraud the United States and commit healthcare fraud. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. Belgrade Construction Company co-owner sentenced to prison for failing to pay $2.8 million in payroll taxes. Melissa Lynn Horner, the co-owner of H&H Earthworks, Inc., pleaded guilty in April to failure to truthfully account for and pay over withholding and FICA taxes, a felony, and to failure to file employer's quarterly return and pay tax, a misdemeanor. For approximately 5 years, beginning in March 2014 through 2019, Horner had Earthworks pay hundreds of thousands of dollars of expenditures for her personal benefit instead of paying over to the IRS payroll tax required to be withheld from Earthworks employees' paychecks. Horner used the money for personal expenses, including more than $100,000 on motorsport vehicles, $90,000 to a real estate title company in Bozeman, at least $50,000 in home renovations, and $20,000 for a motorhome. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. Springfield Company pays $1 million related to federal embezzlement bribery investigation. Pro One, a Springfield-based company, will pay more than $1 million in forfeiture to the federal government under the terms of a non-prosecution agreement. This agreement acknowledges the criminal conduct of two former executives who were involved in related criminal investigations. According to U.S. Attorney Teresa Moore, more than $1 million from the healthcare charity, primarily funded by Medicaid reimbursements, was siphoned to Pro One through a series of illicit payments over several years. Special Agent in Charge Tyler Hatcher of the IRS's Criminal Investigations, St. Louis Field Office, said Pro One executives abused their positions by causing federal funds meant for charitable purposes to become part of a scheme designed for their own financial gain. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, September 22nd, 2022. $1.2 million to be returned to Romanian government, the victim of an international tax fraud and money laundering scheme. The Department of Justice announced that more than $1.2 million in forfeited funds from an international tax fraud and money laundering case will be returned to the government of Romania. The funds are owned by a Romanian couple who were extradited back to Romania at the request of the Romanian government. According to records filed in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Washington, in 2012, Romanian authorities asked the United States to extradite Radu and Diana Nemes to face charges of tax evasion and participating in an organized criminal group. The charges allege that the Nemes executed a scheme to avoid Romanian taxes on imported diesel fuel by claiming the fuel was a lower grade of industrial and maritime fuel. The untaxed income from the sale of the higher-value diesel was laundered through a number of banks and shell companies controlled by the Nemeses. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, September 23rd, 2022. Medical technology company president convicted in $77 million COVID-19 and allergy testing scheme. Mark Shenna, a former president of Ariat Corporation, was convicted for engaging in a scheme to defraud Ariat's investors by claiming that he had invented revolutionary technology to test for virtually any disease using only a few drops of blood. Shenna lulled investors who were concerned that the company was a scam by inviting them to private meetings and issuing false press releases and tweets stating that Ariat had entered into lucrative partnerships with companies, government agencies, and public institutions, including a children's hospital and a major California healthcare provider. Shenna also orchestrated an illegal kickback and healthcare fraud scheme that involved submitting fraudulent claims to Medicare and private insurance for unnecessary allergy testing. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.